Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Some understanding, need to hear that voice. I need to know what's going on.
Talking to myself, I muted myself, and I was just saying while you guys weren't paying attention, or while I wasn't paying attention, that I was facing my fears, doing all this dancing behind the scenes and taking care of stuff that I don't need to be taken care of. And I'm glad I don't mind facing my fears and playing by the rules. Okay, I'm good now. I just expressed. I just had a little moment before the show, but we worked it out. And not only that, I didn't mute myself, so you must have been like, where is that? Well, for those of you who are impatient, oh, sorry, I just projected on you. Forgive me for projecting on you, because I may have been the one thinking that. So anyway, we're here. We're facing our fears. We're facing our projections. We're facing our humanity. Valerie Joy, Valerie J-O-I, reminding us to face our fears, play by the rules. We've got to remind ourselves that we have the ability to respond to what's happening. It's important to be in integrity and be authentic. This thing called life is a beautiful dance. It's a beautiful dance, and we're dancing with the uncertainties. As we did yesterday, we continue, but that's really what life is about. And as Jack Armstrong reminded us yesterday, even in the uncertainties lies the divine certainty. So the only work to do is to trust the process. Trusting the process means you do the inner work, so that even though you catch it intellectually, or somehow in you, you know that there is a divine certainty. As your life looks uncertain, there's some things you must do from a human perspective so you can anchor that truth, so you can walk and live that truth. Because that's the thing. We know the truth. We know what is true. We know what is true. But we've got to anchor it. It's got to be that click. There's a crazy analogy, and some of you may not be used to it, but living in England, going on trains, and well, and here too, I'm sure they, oh, of course they got trains here, but anyway, you know, like when they, when trains, when the cars are joining together, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it's, London is like New York, so you get involved in everything, buses. But anyway, when the cars are coming together, they move slowly, and there's like a hook that they got to hook together, and it pushes back and clicks in. And then that way, once they hook in, they're unhookable until you unhook them. So when you think of life and you think of the human realm and the realm of divinity, you've got to hook them. And every now and then, you unhook them, because you get caught up, but you got to hold back. So, oh, let me hook up to my divine presence. Yes. Interesting way to start a show. Well, we always start the show interestingly. let's just all take a deep breath in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in again and breathe out and just take a memory, take a journey down the memory of your consciousness and just think. You have been breathing from the day you were formed in your mother's womb. Your heart has been beating since then, hasn't stopped. How do I know? Because you're in a physical body. And even if it did stop, they got it going again. So it just took a break. Come to think of it, yeah, some people's hearts stop and they get to go to where they already come from. They call it a location as heaven, but they get to see they're part of a light, they're part of something expansive. But then they jump start your heart and then the heart keeps beating again. And you don't have to do anything. It's unconscious. Life is breathing you. God is breathing you. Goddess is breathing you. The essence of who you are is breathing in and out of you. And you're not, you're just observing the process. Now, every now and then we take a moment to get conscious and take a conscious deep breath and breathe in, breathe out. But it will breathe you with or without your help. That is your oneness with God. That is your anchor to God. Let's welcome you to this sacred space. Yeah, I know. You guys are talking about no sound. Still no sounds? Don't scare me like that. I know you have sound now. What? Wait a minute. All right. Those of you listening on the phone, if you hear sound, press 1. On your keypad, and then you press it again, because I'm hearing no sound. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Tanya. okay, you can press 1 again to put your hands out. Okay. What else? I'll put you live. Monica, press 1 again. I'm going to come to you live. But if you want me to, keep that 1 up. Okay, so those of you on the, those of you listening online, let me see. Do you hear? Do you guys have sound? I guess you guys online don't have sound. I don't know what's going on. It is what it is. Because I think people in the chat room can't hear me. Yeah, we're good. So let's see. Yeah, we had some stuff we're dealing with. So we're not sure what's causing the sound issue. But before I go into that, let's just create this sacred space and know that all is well, no matter what. And I want to welcome you into this sacred circle of transformation. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. Because you allow change to be inspired in you. You make a difference just because. You make a difference by being the cause for your transformation, by being the cause for the effects in your life. So you are here to be the cause for your life. You are first cause. Everything else is the effect. Everything else, that's just the effects. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And I am your host. That's right. I am is the host. Expressing as Life Coach at a. Now, going in the chat room. Oh, you still hear nothing? Okay, Celeste, do me a favor. Try and listen on to online, because I know you're listening on the phone, and see what happens. The answer always lies within. And Tracy said, she said, all I got was an ad and then no sound. And I'm being told to go within by no sound answer. That's funny. Okay, so let's let me know. Listen online. I don't know if I can do it. No, it will bump me out of the chat room. Come out of another show. I didn't hear sound. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Wait. A minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. See, I'm typing, so I have to say it out loud. What else I would do? Okay, so let's see. Let me see. Celeste, did you? I'm going to bring you on. And today's topic, today's theme is, this is perfect. Perfect. Today's topic, today's theme is spiritual bypass. You know, when we try and front and avoid things that we need to face. It's funny because the title reads, spiritual bypass with Life Coach Addy. And it's like, I don't know, I have to put quotes on there. Like, I'm not helping you be spiritually, I'm not helping you be a spiritual bypasser. I'm helping you be a spiritual confronter. I think I'm going to bring Celeste out and see what's going on. Let's see. It's still not working. I'll go out and come in. Okay. Let's see. So what I'm going to do, because it doesn't feel right if I'm doing the show and folks can hear. So I'm going to play a song. Those of you listening online, Celeste, don't worry. You keep doing what you're doing. You're already multitasking as it is. So let me make sure I play a song. Let's see. This is real live radio. What song? Oh, All Is Well. That's a good song to play. Yes. But that's good. But we can trust love. All Is Well is what we're going to play. Let's play Karen Drucker. And then I'm going to try and talk to, well, not try, I'm going to talk to them. And so bear with us if you're listening on the phone. And Celeste is talking to me. This is crazy. Hold it together, brother man. Don't go there. Don't even allow that part of you to rise up. Let the spiritual self rise up. Okay, let's see. How long is All Is Well? It's pretty long enough. Where is it? All Is Well. Oh, 5 minutes. Okay, so I'll be back. Let me go talk to Blog Talk Radio folks.
All is
are set, Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad I'm so calm about this. I'm just so grateful. Thank you, God. Because internally, I don't even feel the kind of trigger I usually be feeling trying to breathe through it. I actually feel it's cool. So let me tell people in the chat room. And play another song. No, I'm just going to be some silent here, and then we're going to continue the show. I told people to call in and listen, and then we're going to continue, because all of this is being recorded. So we're going to continue the show. What was I going to tell you in the chat room? Oh. Oh, less life is wonderful. So they said in about 15 minutes or less, it should be fixed. Let's see. I'm super tasking right now. I'm hearing the silence. I'm thinking I'm okay. Okay, well, that's it. I think y'all can figure it out in the chat room. All right, let's get this party started. Okay, because the party is... We're not going to spiritually bypass. I think the sound spiritually bypassed us. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Welcome to all of you listening online, even though you can't hear me. But I'm speaking to the ear behind the ears. Well, I'm speaking to your soul. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. Yes, let me bring on Celeste. Call in and listen. And then you can switch back. It's easy to do that if I say that loud. Because trying to type and not talk, especially since I know you guys are listening, doing my head in. Okay, I'm done with y'all in the chat room. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best here. I've still got the thing open with Blog Talk Radio. John ain't saying nothing to me. I mean, we pay for the service. We pay for the service. I'm just saying. When I pay for a service, I expect things to work. I know y'all got a lot to do, but this is a service I paid for. And y'all got a credit? Okay. So let me bring on Celeste. As a matter of fact, anyway.
Hi.
Indeed, I know that's right. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Call me if you need someone to talk to.
That's not a spiritual bypass, is it?
Call me.
I'm hearing the song. I can't remember the lyrics, but anyway, go ahead. Don't get me singing.
Yes, it's a song from the 80s.
If you need someone to talk to now, call me. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call me.
But not on Malone. 3346.
If you don't know that song, you just ain't in the right crowd. I'm sorry. So many levels.
347-426-3346. If you can't join the party in the chat room, you're going to have to do it old-fashioned style and play on the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's the telephone man. Okay, I'm done.
There's something wrong with my line. When I dial Blog Talks Radio, they're telling me they have issues. I can't take
every
it
time.
Anymore. All right, so let's stop it. You gave me to we're trying to be professional here. And I'm not going to edit this show. I'm going to leave all of this there. But at least they sound a little bit professional because we want to look good.
Well, can I at least be diverse about my call songs? One last one. Call
okay,
me.
One last.
I did it. Call me.
Okay, here's another one. You can ring my... Well, you're doing rock. I ain't doing...
No, you didn't.
You can ring my... Ring my bell.
Ring my bell. Ding, dong, ding. Okay.
Okay.
That's so great. Okay, that's how you... No, I didn't do a spiritual bypass. I went slam into it. And now my arteries are clear.
I'm great for you because I saw something in your world yesterday.
Yeah.
And I knew I was sensing that the show would go somewhat a different direction. I didn't know what it was. I kept sensing it. But I mean, I said, okay, I'm here. Excuse me. But there's something in your world that I'm trying to go through right now. And as you get ready to do the announcements. And,
yes, a short version.
I know, right? Okay, listen, right. Let me minimize this and minimize that. And hopefully folks who are listening online will be, ooh, that's a nice one. Life challenges aren't supposed to paralyze you, but to help you discover who you are. I didn't see this. This is beautiful.
That's right.
Thank you.
So I know who I is. Okay, let's, the one I'm looking for said, right last time. Okay, I can't read that. It's the message right now. I'm doing the show, and I'm looking. Is Celeste's page or my page? Oh, it's Celeste's page. Just,
of course, it's my page.
Just get off your page. Too late.
I didn't know. That was yesterday. We are now. The moment of now. Power of now.
Yeah, for everybody. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Every time you find some humor in a difficult situation, woohoo, you win. Let me like
that. There you go.
Yep.
That was a Facebook gift by Autumn Rose. She dropped that on my wall.
I'm going to share it on my wall right now. I don't usually share
very much. Swiper. You swiper number two. Stay off my wall. No, I'm just kidding.
Too late. So,
get anything you want off my wall if it feeds you. That is the power of Facebook. Mm-hmm. The positive power.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm listening to you. You just share whatever you want to share. The show is taking a different turn, but we're still going to talk about spiritual bypass. I got notes. I got books. And I don't care what happens to Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to do this divine show.
Because you know who you are.
That's right. I know who I'm is.
There you go. So you're going to have to let them know what the spiritual bypass is, because we stood up, you know, we admitted that, hey, something's going on. I think we would have stressed ourselves out having people think that, you know, oh, everything's okay behind here. But no, we invited the family in, and I'm sure they shared the energy of praying us through it. So it's really powerful. You just showed it through this example, so I'm like right on. I want to get your announcements now.
Go forth and do what you do best. Go forth and multiply the consciousness of truth.
Hello, beautiful family. Oh, that's wonderful. I want to multiply the consciousness of truth by remembering who I is. Thank you, Life Coach Day.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm muting myself now.
Please, golly. Hello, beautiful family in the chat room and also on the phone line. We see you, we love you, and we thank God and the Goddess for you. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you updated on some of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. Most of you are regulars, so you know where to post if you've got a question, if you can't call in. You also know to join me around 1 for a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. But I want to remind you that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. If you also have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of May is multiplying the consciousness of truth. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Come in a little closer, because next week is going to be a powerhouse week. Ian Tucker will be joining Life Coach Today to talk about his book, Your Simple Path, Find Happiness in Every Step, a guide to bring joy, peace, and happiness into your life. And then we have the wonderful, beautiful Kelly Sullivan Walden coming back. She's a dream interpreter, and she'll be discussing It's All in Your Dreams, 5 Portals to an Awakened Life. Are you ready to shift? Then be here for these amazing shows. I am so excited. Now, we may not have an Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Thursday, but you can still catch a life conversation. Join me and Life Coach Today with Mark Husson for part 2 of our conversation at 12radio.com on 12 Many Voices at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassador Safira for the Play Experience. That's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And also be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more information about these phenomenal shows, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Isn't this wonderful? Yay, we got sound in the chat room. Thank you very much, our family, for keeping us up
to date. Excitement.
It's Christmas over here. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing family. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back.
I'm not ready yet. Okay, sorry.
I had to do the break of silence to clear the room. I have energetic sage, so this program will continue to flow. Here we go. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I don't know what happened. I muted myself, and I'm hearing myself. Hey!
I know.
My throat to get ready. Okay, but anyway, we're here.
I was sending sage out. I was energetically sending it to everybody. Whew.
Right. Yes. We got through it.
Yes,
20 minutes of trust in the process of life, huh?
It was a beautiful dance, Life Coach, today. I could have danced all night.
Well, I don't know about that, because that would be pushing it. Because you know what? Here's the thing. Speaking of spiritual bypass, and we're not. You know, this... corporations, organizations, and people will pay money to. So when something goes wrong, all we get is an apology. But when something goes wrong with our money, they say, oh, sorry, you don't have any service. How come? Why come we can't call them and say, sorry, I can't pay you this month? And but we just get an apology for them. I'm just saying. They will just send us an email. We had an issue on our system or something. We apologize for the inconvenience. But when I can't pay my money, I can't send you an apology letter and say it's okay.
Maybe if you love beyond the boundaries of life, as this beautiful screen name just came in, then we don't even need the apology. We understand these things happen. We're going to have a solar eclipse tomorrow. There's no telling what we won't see.
I just love having wonderful people who can keep me grounded. It's okay for you to express, but it's okay. It's okay for you to just find balance. We're back. Let's push the naughty button. It's like, here we go. Thank you, Celeste. How many questions do we have today? We have three questions,
and they're a little intense.
Okay, well, let me do a little bit about the spiritual practice. I don't even have my flow here. How, you know, break down the show. Okay, we just go. All right, maybe we'll do the questions around the time we do it. All right, talk to you later.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
I certainly will. Yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We've got sound. Woohoo! Excitement. So today we are talking about spiritual bypass. Do you know what that means? Let me see those of you listening online. Tell me if you know what that means. Do you know what a spiritual bypass is? I want to just see people know what I'm talking about. I want to try your consciousness. And those of you listening on the phone line, press 1 if you know what a spiritual bypass is. And then you press 1 to let me know that you know it. Or don't press it at all if you don't. Okay, so, somebody just came in pressing 1. Okay. But if you don't know, don't press 1. So, anyway, spiritual bypass. It's a procedure that is performed by spiritual people where they don't want to deal with their shift. Hear me now. I know I got an accent. I can say the other word. You know I always say that. Their shift when they don't want to deal with their mess. They see the mess staring them in the face and they go get Febreze holding their nose. They can't breathe and they're spraying the house and they refuse to clean the mess. And they say, we are all spiritual. We don't need to worry about that. All is well. You know, there's some people who are quite high up like that. And then those of us who do it, you know, and we're sort of, we're not so extreme. You know, we want to ignore and hope we can meditate it away or pray it away. And all those work. I mean, you can use Febreze. It'll work for a moment. Or all the other stuff you use. Meditation works. Prayer works. But the truth is, true healing is in the feeling of what you're running from. And that goes across the body, across the board. It doesn't matter if it's just something that you're dealing with personally or what's going on in the world. And some of you who's been listening for the past few days, I think last week was when we came up with the, well, we had a different topic, but I didn't want to scare people away because people get afraid when you say race. Oh, my God. People get triggered, even those who don't want to get triggered. And we were talking about we're going to do spirituality and race. And it's kind of intense because this conversation about race is intense. And just, the show is not just about that. It's a lot more. It's the things that that we find to be overwhelming that we try and run from and we don't know how and we want to give it to God and we can do that. But to give it to God, we've got to be part of it. But here's the thing. You are one with God. So if you're giving it to God, what does that mean? If you believe, if you've anchored yourself, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, those of you listening online probably didn't hear it. If you anchored yourself in the truth that you are one with God, when you give it to God, where? Which God are you giving it to? That's a hard concept sometimes to apply. But really, what that for me, what that means, and you can do your own translation, is when you give the challenges to your higher self, to you allow that what you're moving through, it's like you take it, put it in a basket and say, okay, a part of me that's not limited by circumstances, that's not caught up in time and space, that knows everything, that is wise, that is clear, I'm bringing this to you. Help me shine light on it so I can see what I need to see. That's what that means when you give it to God. You give it to the goddess. You give it to the goodness. You give it to the all good. So part of the areas where people tend to play spiritual bypass, we do it when it comes to racism in America, not racism in another country. It's usually easy to talk about that. But racism in America is, oh, spiritual bypass. Politics, spiritual bypass. Social issues, spiritual bypass. And I understand sometimes we need to bypass those things because they're a little bit intense and we're dealing with our own stuff, our own mess. We're like, I can't even deal with that. But the truth is spirituality is nothing until it becomes a way of life. Let's see. I'm getting some message here. Oh. Okay. Okay, thank you, Celeste. Today's the day to supertask, and I can handle it. And so going back to what I'm saying, is I understand why we do spiritual, I understand why we do spiritual bypass, but sometimes when you do the bypass, just remind yourself that this is just temporary, just an opportunity for you to catch your breath, an opportunity for you to just like, okay, help me, Lord. Woo, child, just quickly. But the issues that we deal with. Now, here's a thought that came to me this morning, speaking of race, and we're going to go deeper. And some of you may notice, those of you who are on the side, I don't even want to say sides, those of you who resonate with Barack Obama may not remember this story when he was first elected. They had to bring on more CIA to protect him. There was more people were buying guns. And the same thing still happened. I don't know if there are more guns this time, but the first time. But this isn't the country where we said racism doesn't exist anymore. Or some people say the post-racism era. Or now that we have a black man in the White Office, that means racism is gone. No, sometimes the things that you see helps you highlight what needs to be healed. We see it in politics, of course. Barack Obama's part of politics, but he also represents the issues that hasn't been healed. That's calling for healing. There are those of us sometimes in the spiritual path. Why should we see color? You've heard me say this. Why are we focusing on color? Why can't we just see people as spirit? Well, why do you honor your body? Why do you brush your teeth? Why do you eat? Why do you use the bathroom? Why don't you just forget about your physical being? You say, because, you know, I'm a spiritual being, really. I'm just having a human experience. I don't need to worry about my physical self. Of course. Of course. Then there's a part of sometimes finances we do spiritual bypass. Oh, we're just like, it's going to be good. God is my money and all that. And that is true. But sometimes we've got to face the mess that is in front of us, because the mess in front of us will lead us to the message. And through that, we are set free. We get to release ourselves from the bondage of what we're seeing, what we're looking at. And we're all part of this. Now, for some people, taking spirituality into politics may not be your thing. But the truth is, if you find yourself being triggered by what's happening in politics, and you're saying what should happen and what shouldn't happen and what they need to do, if you find yourself having that kind of conversation, there's something you need to do. There's something, you're being called to shine the light. It's so easy to judge others. It's so easy to judge the rich people. It's so easy to blame people who you think are successful. But the truth is, it takes courage. It takes work to deal with your own mess. No more spiritual bypass. Let's put it out of business. We're dealing with spiritual wholeness. Sometimes with family, we do that. We have a sister that believes something different, have a different belief from us, or religious, or don't believe in God, or whatever the case may be. Or they spend their money a certain kind of way, or they hang out with people. We do spiritual bypass. You know, it's like, no, I'm choosing to love them from a distance. You know, but can you be in the same space with your sister, with your brother, with your niece, with your nephew? And even though how they are showing up doesn't quite work for you, you can still be the light. Can you imagine if all the great teachers did spiritual bypass? And Jesus said, I can't deal with this fool. The Pharisees are getting on my nerves. I'm going to meditate for another 40 days and another 40 days after that. Folks pulling on my garment, folks telling me heal. I can't deal with this. I'm one with God. I just want to honor my relationship with God. And Buddha is saying, you know, really, Buddha just went and dealt with his own stuff. Like, I want to know God for myself, especially when he recognized the pain that's going on in the world. There are some people who are saying there are more pain, there's more evil, there are more bad people, there, you know, you name it, going on right now. There's so many evil things going on right now. But consider, just ask yourself, maybe we've evolved and more of us are in the light, and because collectively we are doing our own work, we're seeing the darkness. We're seeing what needs to be healed. It's like when you clean out your room. You know, there's a time where you kind of ignore and keep saying, oh, I've got to clean my room. I've got to clean my house. I know I've got to do it. I know I've got to do it. It's not so messy then. Oh, I don't have time. I've got to go to work. Then I got class later on in the evening. And then I got this. I've got to pick up the children. I've got to go to this meeting. But the day you decide to clean up, even though you're inspired, you look around and it's like, oh, my God, all this stuff. I need some more trash bags. Then you find stuff that you didn't even, oh, I still have this old shoe here. Oh, my God, look at all this mold. Oh, my God, look at this plate under this bed. Oh, that's where that underwear is. I've been looking for it. You start seeing stuff. So really, the truth is, the more spiritual you become, the more aware you become. And the more aware you become, the more aware you become. What's awareness? To become aware of what's around you, what's happening. You see more. You see more than you used to see. You experience more than you used to experience. You feel more than you used to feel. So So I invite you, if there's any area in your life when you're doing, where you're just investing too much energy in spiritual bypassing, it's time to stop for your own sake. Some people will do forgiveness work. You know, they'll do the forgiveness. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you for what you did to me. I forgive myself. But they don't want to connect, get in contact with the pain, the emotions, because it's too painful. But the healing is in the feeling. What you can't be with won't let you be. You must be willing to feel it, to deal with it, and then you will heal. It takes courage. Sometimes you need backup. Sometimes you need to take a break. Sometimes you need to rest. The truth is, being on this planet takes being on this planet, if you're on this side of the realm, let me put it that way, that says a lot about who you are, that you have all it takes to heal what you're dealing with and what you see in the world. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. Excuse me. This happens. I know what's going on, but so I'm not going to trip about my voice, my throat. Vicky Lady, we do prefer that people post questions or what they're going through or what they want us to address on the like pages, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or the Life Conversations Radio. Life Conversations Radio like page. That's where we prefer, because sometimes there's so much going on in chat rooms, hard to sift through it, you know, or call in. But we're feeling kind of loving today. Go ahead. And Peacemaker talking about go for it. Which part are you talking about? Are you talking to me or are you talking to Vicky Lady? Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. Be peaceful about this. So, yeah, we're feeling kind of generous today. Peaceful Lady. Oh, Peaceful Lady. See, I'm mixing them together now. Vicky Lady. Oh. Oh, that's what you're trying to pose. No, we don't want that. Let me see. No, you said a friend in need. No, we don't encourage that. Okay. No. We're not doing advertising. And now we are more than happy to help your friend in other ways, or if you send an email and there's a way we can help her with the show, we'll be happy to do that. But if it's things like asking for money like that for different projects, no, don't post in the chat room. I'm not mad. I'm not offended. I'm just, you know, just being integrity. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. You're very welcome. Yes. Okay. She said, oh, okay. Well, then prayers would be enough. Yes, we can do that. I mean, let me see what she's dealing with, and we'll include her in this sacred circle. Okay, I think I get it now. I know Solana. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, we'll do that for, what's her name? Bree. Okay, we can do that. Cool. So what else do we want to talk about? Let's see. I want to answer some questions. Wait, no. I don't want to answer questions yet. I got something I want to share with you. This is juicy. Hold on. Don't want to take a break? No, don't take a break yet. This is too juicy to take a break. But we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. Yeah, it's the last show for this week, so we're just going to just relax. There's a different kind of energy. Here's part of the confusion when we do the spiritual bypass. You know, this is where people get confused. I'm so clear about this. I know I did. I know people in my life who were once experienced that confusion. But there's a lot here. And so I'm just going to take out just something, a little something that you can use. See, we get confused about personal truth and spiritual truth. So we think there's this tendency to hold on to the spiritual truth and ignore the personal truth because we say it's an illusion, it's ego. We don't need to focus on that. If you didn't need ego, you won't have it. Sit with that for a minute. There is a reason we have that egoic mind. And for some of us, the egoic mind, that wasn't what I was going to read, but I just got a new insight. But the reason we have it is because it's necessary, and it's so strong in some of us, it's developed into monkey mind, that it takes control. It's because when we were born, most of us were not reminded of our spiritual nature. The ego muscle was strengthened to be afraid and be very afraid. Don't talk to strangers. Sometimes you don't always have to be honest. And all the other stuff. You were born in this country. You're better than somebody else. Or your religion is the only one that's important. Or you're going to go to hell. Or you're going to do this. You have money, so you're better than those people. Those people are low class. You're not. You live in the suburbs. They live in the ghetto. So your ego muscle was strengthened. It was just exercise. And for most of us, when we were teenagers, we rebelled. Something in you said, hell to them. No. How many syllables is that? Hell to them. No. I want to find out for myself what this is, who I am. And then we say, teenagers, we don't understand them. It's like they're just aliens. No, because they're rebelling. There's something in them saying, there's more. I need to know who I am, because all that BS you fed into me is not helping me. I feel different. People are laughing at me. I got spots on my face. I have things growing on my body that nobody talks to me about. I have my body going through changes, and now I've got to figure this out. And now you're telling me, listen to me, young lady. Listen to me, young man. I'm your mother. I don't want to hear it. I need to know. You know, that's just an over-dramatization of what teenagers go through. But some of you say, no, it's not. And trustfully, when you go through that stage, you get to you become a young adult. Or, you know, they say when teenagers in this country anyway, when they're 18, they're adults. No, they're not. No, they are not. They are rehearsing being an adult. So let's get that right. But we get to a phase where some of us choose to say there's got to be something else, or follow that inner nudge, or we continue to exercise the ego muscle for ourselves. And if we can't see it, if we can't taste it, if we can't hear it, if it doesn't make sense to the five senses, then it's not real. Little do you know that what you can't see is far more real than what you can see. Now, let's go to the personal truth. I want to go to the part of this, of the sacred years, where it talks about what the personal truth is, but I just want to pull out just a little bit of it. Where is it? Okay. I'll read this part. When you human beings are speaking your truth, you are acknowledging your truth now, with a little t. You are acknowledging, admitting, sharing, revealing, declaring what you consider to be real from the perspective of your own experience, exploration, analysis, or understanding. For this reason, your truth, the little t, is laden with all of your assumptions, biases, projections, synthesis, and subjectivity. Understand what it is I am saying here. By definition, your truth is reflective of you, of everything about you. This is not a bad thing. It is the way that it is. It is important that you learn your own truth. This is not the spiritual truth, your own truth. It is important that you grow to understand what you feel, what you think, what you believe, what you project, and what you harbor. It is very, very important. But sometimes we do spiritual bypassing and we don't want to deal with it. And it tells us something, so give me a minute. There you go. It's an interesting show today. It's a live show today. We ain't cutting nothing out, no editing. This is, we're letting God hang out. So that's the real part. We don't want to look at some of the assumptions we have. We don't want to look at our projections. We don't want to look at our biases. We don't want to even admit that sometimes we can be racist. And, you know, we get intellectual about that, saying, well, yeah, I'm not even going to go there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what you do. I know what I do. But we must be willing to understand it. We must be willing to look at it. We must be willing to say, you know, I've been so-and-so before, too. I have been judgmental. I've been mean. Oh, I remember there was a time I held so much hate in my heart, in myself about somebody. Wow, now I could be compassionate. There was one time I was so mad. Oh, my God, I wanted to just somebody. I'm being responsible because I'm on the radio. Because some people get all crazy about words. They jump on what you say because they're afraid to express their own truth. I digress. But when you confront yourself, when you look at your own judgment, when you look at your own criticism, when you look at your own pain, when you look at where you've added to the ills of the world, and you can create a space for compassion, a space of compassion, and say, wow, what made me do that? What was going on? I was in pain. And forgive yourself, then you can be a place of healing for somebody else. So if it's an issue that affects females, you can be compassionate. If it's an issue that affects a certain kind of race, you can be compassionate and say, how can I add to this? If it's an issue that affects children, you could be compassionate. You don't try and how they attracted that to themselves. They're creating their own reality. Yes, but if you see it, it's something you probably are being asked to contribute to it. Think about it. Now, spiritual truth. Oh, 1 o'clock. Wow. Is that the time? We're coming to, we're going to take calls. Let me tell you a little description, a definition of spiritual truth with a capital T. And then we are going to, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let me read the spiritual truth. Okay, I'm going to read from here. Let me check in and see to read all of it. Okay, cool. It's great when you can just ask spirit what to do. The truth, okay, this is spiritual truth. The truth transcends human circumstances, conditions, experiences, and judgment. The truth, capital T that is, reigns supreme. The truth is that all things work together for good. The truth is that everybody and everything is already perfect, whole and complete. The truth is that everything has a place in a divine plan, and it is not necessary for human beings to judge what is good, what is bad, what should go, and what should stay. The truth, capital T, is that it all belongs somewhere. This is the truth, and I say this is the spiritual truth. There's more that I can read from this book, but I won't do that right now. So what is your personal truth? What are the things about yourself that you're running from? Debbie Ford had a book. She has a book called The Light, the Dark Side of the Light Chasers. You know, we're running to the light, trying to run from our darkness. We forget that because we are the light, there's no need to run from the darkness. We can just turn around and shine a light on the darkness. No more spiritual bypassing. I said at the beginning of the show, those of you listening online may have probably didn't hear it. It's time to be a spiritual confronter. Oh, no. I don't like confronting. Confronting has a kind of intense energy. A spiritual embracer. Now, there are some people who are so attached to what they believe that they will protest, that they will go to the front of the White House. They will go in front of a church. They'll go in front of a mosque. They will go in the corner of the street and protest what we may consider spewing hate. Or sometimes they're standing for what they believe. Or go and protest in front of an abortion clinic. But those of us on the spiritual path, because we know that everything works together for good, and then maybe we even believe some of the things they're doing, or maybe we're judging them. But what you can do to be a spiritual embracer, is to hold prayer, to gather people on the line, on the phone, and say, you know, we just want to pray for this situation that's going on in the country today. We want to be the light. You can invite people over to your house. You can meet at your spiritual center and hold the high watch. Pray for the ones you say are spewing hate. Pray for the ones who are standing for what they believe in. Pray for the ones who are hurting. Pray for the ones who are healing. You be the place where God gets to represent itself on the planet. And so it is. And speaking of prayer, Bree, who needs some wheelchair, I think is what she needs. Whatever she needs, God knows. We know. And I am holding Bree and anybody else who are in a place for receiving, who is challenged in any way, I'm holding you in the light. I know that you are one with God and you are in divine order. I see healing taking place for you. I see healing taking place for you. I know that you are part of the divine plan of the universe. I say surrender, let go, and know that health, joy, peace, love, laughter is your true identity. I know that there is no spot where God is not, and even if I don't know you personally, God knows you, and I know you on a soul level. We know all is well. We know that the light of God surrounds you. And with that, I am grateful and release this prayer, and we let it be. We let it be. We let it be. We let it be. Now, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to take a call, and then we're going to do, I don't know. I got to take a break, though, because we got threw off. Threw off? Is that something to say? I got thrown off. Thrown off. There you go. At the beginning of the show, threw off? Thrown off? I don't know. Let me see. My co-producer is helping me here because there's so much going on. Okay. Thank you very much. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for being part of the healing that's happening in the world. All of you that are listening, you are actually part of a healing process right now. And you are being lifted up. You're transforming your life yourself by the renewing of your own mind as you listen to this conversation. And we thank those of you who are listening on the archive within radio listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To request a sponsorship package, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email lifecoachtoday@ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. Get to choose. What do you believe? Is it working for you or is it holding you back? You be the change you want to see. We are taking a call. Too much thoughts in the head. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Today's topic is spiritual bypass. How to bypass the spiritual bypass. When you bypass the spiritual bypass, you become whole. You see yourself in the other. You see, you recognize, you get to experience your oneness. And this month, the theme is multiplying the consciousness of truth. You can't multiply the consciousness of truth if you're avoiding, if you're running, if you're hiding. You got to get involved. You got to increase, you got to be part of it. To give birth, you need union. You see what I'm saying? If you can't figure that out, I can't help you. Let's go to Tamara Joy. What's up, Tam Tam?
Hey, how's it going?
It's all good.
Good. Hey, so let's see. I'm trying to boil this down. I'm dealing with something that felt like a spiritual bypass to me, and it just wanted to kind of share where I am with this process. My in-law family are very religious, and they often will post on Facebook things about homosexuality that are in a less than positive light.
Okay.
And my daughter is gay. She's 23 years old, and she doesn't hide the fact that she's gay on Facebook, but she doesn't talk directly to them and has not visited them because she doesn't feel comfortable. And I have been just sort of sitting with this situation for many years. And then my sister-in-law posted something just this week, a cartoon that was, you know, basically saying it's a sin. And then her friends all joined in, oh, yeah, it's a sin, blah, blah, blah. And I decided, as my spiritual work, I'm going to say something. And sent her a Facebook message, and I didn't say you're bad, wrong, or anything. I just said, here is my truth. It's very upsetting to see these posts, and I've never directly said, you know, my daughter is gay, and I asked my daughter if that's okay, and she said, yep, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to not have to hide that. And so I said, my daughter is gay. She's a beautiful person. God made her the way he, and I said he so they could relate, he wanted to make her. And, you know, it's I'm disappointed and saddened to see this post. And I've never said anything like that to his side of the family. And amazingly, she ignored it, which is her right. But it kind of blew me away. So I'm, you know, I'm in the process of sort of processing this lack of response. But I'm really happy that I didn't bypass my truth and that I said loud and clear, hey, my daughter's gay, she's beautiful, and this is hurtful to me to read this. So I just kind of want to share that because that just happened this week. And
I mean, I commend you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was going to say I commend you, you know, because really you spoke your truth, you know, and maybe one day there's a part where it won't even be upsetting to you. You can just go there and say, you know what, it's okay to share whatever you feel like sharing, but you don't know until you know. And, you know, we've heard about, you know, I'm not putting all Republicans in one basket here, but Republicans now who are on the side of same-sex marriage. But before, maybe those people voted against it. But the truth of the matter is human nature, we want to sanitize life. And in our own uncomfortability, we want to gather people to join us in sanitizing life. And we say God don't like his evil as a sin. My thing is, okay, if it's God don't like his evil as a sin, let God handle it. Shut the flip up and let God deal with it. But back to you while I'm going to talk to you here.
Yeah, and no, I also, I cannot help but think about Nazi Germany and how did something happen? It wasn't that long ago. How did something happen that many people could agree to? You know, I just wonder if more people were conscious, if more people said the truth, you know, would that make a difference? Is there a way we can make sure that something doesn't happen like that again, given human nature? You know, it's a big question. But, and I agree with you in terms of, you know, they have the right to feel how they feel. But you also have a niece in California here who you never get to see because she doesn't feel comfortable. Even though they're loving, you know, they're loving in their own way, she doesn't feel comfortable getting to know her a whole side of her family. So it's kind of like, here's the truth. She's gay. Hey! And, you know, I wish she had said something back. I didn't expect her to go, oh, you're so right and I'm so wrong, or, gosh, I got to wake up. I didn't expect any of that. But I guess what I did expect was a response of some kind, like, I disagree with you, this God doesn't, you know, whatever it is.
What's behind that expectation?
I think what I was wanting and what I want is more of a real relationship with her.
Slow down. That's very important.
Yeah.
You want a real relationship with her, right?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Well, the first piece of it to me looks like, look, there's been this big pink elephant in the room between us where I can't see you and you can't see me, so let's call the elephant the elephant.
Okay.
And let's talk about the elephant. Even if you're saying, you know, it's totally different.
Is the elephant homosexuality or is the elephant the fact that you and your sister are not close?
No,
and
it would be the
homosexuality. Just another part of it.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it's a sister-in-law. I mean, some of it is her judgment of that we're not close, and I feel like it's because of the judgments and
Slow, let me help you here. We can speak.
All right.
I can tell by the way you're talking.
It's not clear yet to me.
Well, it's not so much it's not clear. I think there is a need to connect with your sister. There's, you know, yeah. the issue about homosexuality is part of it, but what I sense is the need to be to connect with your sister. She's your sister. You love her.
Yes, and it's sister-in-law, but
she's making all this stuff worse by now judging homosexual. And your daughter is homosexual. It's like, oh, now you just make it even more difficult. You want to be able to be with your sister and share love, share laughter, share joy together, share the connection.
Yeah, but and now, the whole family is praying for us to be saved, because I'm also from a Jewish background. You know, they want us to find God and be saved. So, yeah, the whole religious thing, it's not just my daughter. The whole religious thing is like a wall that
it's
a bigger
safer.
Issue.
And it's safer to debate about homosexuality than to talk about I hurt because I don't get to connect with you. I miss you. I really love you, and I like to be able to pick up the phone and call you. That you know, that's not always easy to do, but it's easier to debate. And so much so, it's like you want to feel her love through at least her disagreement. That you feel connected through disagreement. Like, at least she responded.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
You want your sister.
Yeah.
You want to feel her love. You want to share yours. You want to share times together. So, my suggestion, let's take homosexuality out of the equation for now.
Yeah.
And consider, just kind of tune in, check in, and see what you can do to express what you really feel. Maybe send an email. Maybe send a letter. Maybe picking up the phone. After you've done your work and say, you know what? After I post on your wall and I've seen the things, and we have a lot of history, there's a lot of disagreements, but, you know, behind all of that, I want to just tell you that I miss you. I miss my sister. I want to be able to call you up. Now, you may never change, but really speak your own truth. But I just want to tell you, not having you in my life hurts.
Yeah, I mean, she's in our life, but I agree with you. That's more the issue, and I feel like for me it was stopping. You know, I can pick up the phone and talk to her, and she can pick up the phone and talk to us, but it's like this is always there.
Yeah, but are you having a real conversation? Are you really – you talk about the elephant
in
the room.
No, I don't think I don't think that's possible with my husband's side of the family.
Well,
they don't have real conversations.
Well, but do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, in this matter, okay, I'm being corrected that you're just in law we're talking about here. But
okay.
Cool. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You post on the wall saying.
No, I did a private.
Oh, you did a private. Okay.
Did I didn't do it on the wall. No.
Okay. So you still connected with her, and you were saying you didn't think she's going to agree with you, but you at least want her to. At least some kind of response, even if you disagree with you. There's still a part of you that wants to, they're seeking a sense of connection. Why?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Because you want a real relationship.
Yes.
Not a kind of relationship where everybody's like ducking the elephant and saying, oh, it stinks. Look at that pile of shit in there. No,
yes, and I was hoping this was the first step to that. Yes.
But it's not, because you're not having a real conversation about what the real issue is.
Okay.
You have a real conversation about what's real for you, and the issue about homosexuality may change or not. But if you can speak your truth and tell her what it's like for you not to be able to have a real conversation with her, what it's like for you to have her, to see her post a thing, not from a judgmental perspective.
And that is what I said. I said, here's how I feel.
Yes. So I'm saying have a conversation, a real conversation.
On the front,
if you believe it's impossible to have a real conversation with them, then don't try, because you already set that in motion. It will be impossible, because you'll be speaking to the impossible energy. Like, they're not going to hear it anyway, I'm going to say.
Okay.
They're not going to hear it anyway. But
I hear you. Yeah.
A miracle is a shift in perception.
Okay.
Shift your perception and allow miracles to happen.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, maybe a phone call or... Yeah.
And she may agree. She may say, you know what, time I feel the same way. I'm so grateful. Or she might say, she might get defensive. But you have to deal with your stuff that you are willing to accept her whichever way she shows up. And you're not expecting her to be loving or be defensive. Whatever she says, if she says, okay, I hear you. You're right. I got to go pick up the children now. So be it.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
All is well. Thank you
Thanks.
For being vulnerable. Thank you for being an example
yeah.
for others.
Thanks for talking about it.
You're very welcome. Woo! Yes, life is to be lived fully, completely. Yes, spiritual bypassing. We do it on Facebook. Let me go to Celeste. It's time for Celeste for a moment, and hopefully we'll have enough time to deal with the questions. We'll see. She said there's some. I haven't looked at the questions. I don't know what's going on in the chat room. So if you have anything directly you want us to address, call in or post it on the like pages. Blah, 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 blah. What am I doing? Celeste, are you ready? Ready or not? Yeah, let's send Lorraine Hill some love.
Yes, life coach today.
About 3 months in prison. And,
yes,
Lord. Yes, and that could bring up a lot of stuff for folks. But honor
yes.
that, acknowledge that, and hold her in the light. And if you say, well, she doesn't need to be held in the light because she didn't pay taxes, okay, we hold her in the light. Okay, it's all
right.
good. So.
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much for that. Because I just trust that if I'm ever in a situation that somebody will have some compassion for me.
Yes.
And not just do the spiritual bypass of, well, you didn't do what was right, so you're getting what you get. I mean, come on. It's like we've lost our humanity with some of these things that I keep seeing. But let me get off my soapbox. Hi.
Oh, I'm going to give you another one. If you get off that one, I've got a bigger one here. You want it?
Yes.
Okay, good. So it's music bringing in the soapbox. It's an ethereal soapbox. But anything else you want to say, feel free. And then after Celestial Moment, I think we'll just go straight into the questions.
Wonderful.
If that, okay.
Yes, I'm ready for you.
Okay.
So, good afternoon. Taking a deep breath. What a show. What a show today. Oh, I forgot something, Life Coach Today. Electra
okay.
also wanted to let Tamara know that she commended her as well for speaking up. So I didn't want to let Tamara Joy lose that love from the chat room.
Indeed. And I'm going to share this because I was going to share this with her. This is a quote by Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer said, the ultimate ignorance is the rejection of something you know nothing about, yet refuse to investigate. Ignorance. When people are ignorant, you love them. So.
I know that's right. I love it. Okay, so good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. Tomorrow, we have a new moon in Taurus and a solar eclipse. This event doesn't happen often, and we are invited to tap into all of our senses with our Taurian brothers and sisters to get to the root of our essence and shine the light within all of us. Today, the energy of the day equals 10, which would be reduced down to 1. In numerology, the end of the cycle is 9, but 10 speaks of overflow. In tarot, 10 expresses us the wheel of fortune, and the wheel of fortune is astrologically associated to Jupiter. Jupiter is traditionally known as the greater fortune. It guides you to high ideals, a sense of purpose, and what will bring you happiness. The wheel of fortune connects us to the transitional stages of life. The 10th card in medicine cards is the turtle, and it is the personification of goddess energy and the eternal mother from which our lives evolve. The 10th letter of the alphabet is J, and words like joyful, jubilant, and journey connect us to the powerful energy of the number 10. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on how 10 shows up from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot through the suit of wands. The suit of wands is the suit of action and direction. The element is fire. Fire is associated with passion, creativity, and spirituality. In my cards, we have African women dancing while the sun is setting. The rays of the sun are stretched out in bright colors, connecting us to the red of the root chakra for grounding, the orange of the sacral chakra, engaging our sexuality, the yellow of the navel solar plexus, reminding us to feel our power. The women dance to ancestral songs, and give birth to their unique expressions as a young woman is featured prominently between the drummer and the scribe. This moment is recorded for future generations, for the one in need of the healing has become the teacher. We too learn how to topple illusions when we ignite our inner muse, removing all hindrances and blocks to our expression by surrendering our bodies and voices to what we know to be true. We cannot heal what we will not feel, and dancing keeps us grounded. Through your movement, you light the path for the world to see that the divine mystery lives within thee. It's also a perfect time to balance your energies. All is well, and that's the story of Ten of Wands through Mother Peace. I'll see you on Sunday around 8 for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
The Spider Woman. I just love
thank
it.
You.
Are you weaving together? Reminding us that we do indeed live. I mean, the whole idea of deleting, letting go of spiritual bypass is to remind ourselves that we live in the realm of divinity and the realm mm-hmm. of humanity.
Indeed.
We live both ways. It takes courage. It takes power. It takes, I mean, come on. If you live in the realm of divinity and the realm of humanity, that says a lot about you. You're powerful, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste, it's time to do some questions. Actually, let's take a quick break and then we'll do the questions, right? Let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
How about that? All right.
I'll be here.
Okay, don't go nowhere. Don't you dare go nowhere. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're here to inspire you, to help you live your truth, speak your truth, love your truth, embrace the truth. So you can show up just as who you are as you enjoy your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Mark Husson, founder of 1-2radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, to request your own sponsorship package, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change. Be it. Become the change you want to see. When you become it, you draw it to you. Tam was talking about the Holocaust. Well, one thing it taught us is for it not to happen again. Slavery in America, for it not to happen again. Some those kind of things are still happening. But we got to learn and be the change. And speak up when we need to speak up. Hold the light when we need to, pray when we need to, meditate, and make sure we do not display the things that happened in the past that we wish didn't happen or shouldn't have happened. That you make sure you don't enslave anybody by what you think you know. Mistreat people because you live in a better neighborhood. Judge others because of their political beliefs. And think you have permission to be a racist because you think somebody else is a racist. Woo-hoo! Ooh, let's do. We got a... Celeste, you got something you need to take care of in the studio, and then I'll come back to you in the chat. Actually, you know what? This is what I'm going to do, Celeste. Let's do the first question, and then when I'm answering, you can take care of the call that we have. So, Celeste, are you ready for this day to share the question with Life Coach Ade? Because you don't want to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Shut up, man.
Oh, you forgot the other part. You can't lose with the stuff he uses. Okay,
that's
yeah.
Right. What a difference a day makes.
You're so done.
Yes.
You're going to have the song playing in my head. You know how it triggers.
No singing. No singing. Just read the
I
question,
know,
please.
We've done
just
enough.
Question,
I know.
Just
I
question,
know.
Man.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Dear Ask Life Coach Today, I'm a 23-year-old male from Africa. I've given up on relationships. I tell women that we can hang out, go to the movies, go to dinner, but don't call me every day telling me about your day. That feels like a relationship, and I don't do that. I know I do this because I fell in love with someone, and it hurt. How do I get back in the ring when the right one comes along? How will I know? Michael.
So I got guys that don't take no mess, and because I had to kind of like slow down with what I was hearing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like I don't care, but it's not me. I'm listening. So I'm going to answer that. So let's we got someone on.
I know.
On
I'm in it. Oh,
of course.
I can always go back to the archive.
You say what? Okay, yeah, you get the answer in the archive. Well, okay, so let's go through this. Celeste, you can mute yourself.
I
will leave you a mute on my side. A 23-year-old male from Africa, okay, giving up on relationships. Okay, let's just stop right there. Stop right there, in the words of Steve Harvey. Now, okay, well, just stop right there. I'm giving up on relationships. Okay, stick a pin. He said, I tell women that we can hang out, go to the movies, go to dinner, but don't call me every day telling me about your day. That feels like a relationship. And I don't do that. So you don't do a relationship. Okay, good. Let's start right there. Stick a pin. I'm separating it as I read it. I know I do this because I fell in love with someone and it hurt. How do I get back in the ring when the right one comes along? How will I know? Well, with this way of being, you won't know because you're not in the ring. You keep telling me, no, don't come in the ring. It's real simple, actually. I mean, I can go many places with this. You are putting the answers in the question. You're running from what you say you want. You want to get back in the ring. You want to know when the right one come along. But when you go out on a date, you say, don't call me. Don't tell me about your day because that feels like a relationship. And I don't do that. But then you want to get back in the ring. There's so much confusion going on here. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You want a relationship and you're afraid to get in a relationship because you're afraid of being hurt. Simple. I want to get in a relationship, but I'm afraid of being hurt. We can narrow down your question. Well, you got to heal the hurt. Confront it. Look at your role in the relationship. I don't know if you say I fell in love and it hurt. I don't know if it hurt because you fell in love or the person you fell in love with didn't fall in love with you or broke your heart. You know, there's so much in there. But deal with the hurt. Because if you don't heal the hurt, you end up hurting those you meet, and you hurt yourself too. And when you heal the hurt, you make room, you become open, you become whole. Then you don't have to put a disclaimer, don't call me telling me about your day now. Why would you want to go on a date with somebody? See, Why do you want to go on a date or go to the movies and dinner, but you don't want to hear about the date? What void are you trying to fill? Not to feel alone? Now, if you don't want them telling you about your day, telling you about their days, don't take them to movies. Deal with your stuff, really. Deal with your hurt. That's the only thing. That's how you would know. That's how you get back in the ring. To get back in the ring, you got to go in your corner and have your people rub your eyes, massage your shoulders, pour some water. That's you. You okay? Get your healing. Get a counselor. Get a coach. Go to the minister. Get a good friend. Heal the hurt. Heal the pain. And you will be in the ring, and you won't even know you were in the ring, and you will recognize it. But you know, relationship is an ongoing thing. You might meet somebody else, and same thing happens again. But you may be even more, you'll be coming from a more empowered place. You're not getting in a relationship from a place of fear, but you get into a relationship, romantic relationship, from a place of openness, exploration. Not all this, okay, well, this is going to be the one I'm going to marry her. Maybe not. Maybe she's part of you guys got to work some things out so you can all both find the people that you need. Keep it simple. Heal yourself. Heal your stuff. Heal your issue. And you will get in the ring. They won't be able to hold you back. Yvette, my sister, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ade. I just want to say I love you and appreciate you so very much. I mean, it's just, I really just thank you, and I appreciate and love Jack so much, too, and, I mean, I love his work, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Yvette. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yvette from ATL, I love you, too, my sister.
Thank you.
Life is good. It's getting better. Ah, oh, that was good. All right, Celeste, what you saying? You saying something to me. If it's something you can say on air, say it on air. Oh, did you mute yourself? Oh, you on me? Oh, I mean, okay. Okay, what you want to say, what you want to add, what you got? What's the next question, or you wanted to say something?
No, I love it when you get the love, and Jack Armstrong is kind of, this is for within people. Your interview with Jack Armstrong with Dancing with Uncertainties is going to be re-ran on Friday at 8 p.m. InspireBroadcasting.com. I don't often get an opportunity to say what the show is going to be on Friday, so I really appreciate you that for talking about that because I have my trigger. And you know, we know you're wonderful. We appreciate you for showing up.
Yeah, you know, that's what life's about. Life, there's so much uncertainty, and that's how we grow. The uncertainties are actually the spiritual weight for our spiritual muscles. Like, oh, boy, what's going to happen? Oh, boy, keep pushing. Breathe and push. Breathe and push. Oh, my God. What if it doesn't work out right? Keep breathing. One more. Just do one more. Breathe in. One more. I don't know if I can handle it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Ah, it's going to be okay. I don't know. It's okay. Trust the process. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love it. This is a joint one. You want to talk about birthing? I'm skipping to question number 3.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm a co-producer. I get to do that.
So, yes, you do?
Yes, I do. I love
keep
my
talking. Talent. You're going to have more responsibilities. You notice I've been throwing some things to you more than usual?
I know. Anyway, this is a joint question, okay?
Okay.
So, Mother's Day is coming up. And our mother has passed. The commercials are getting on my nerves. And for another person, they're envious of people making plans for their mothers. Also, I get angry when I judge people for taking their mother for granted. I also get sad because we're both not sure how to celebrate our mother's life now that she's no longer with us. And we don't want to be mad and sad. How can we heal this? This is from two sisters.
Wow. Okay. I like to break these things down. Let's see. Mother's Day is coming and my mother's passed. Commercials are getting on my nerves. Okay. Usually, let's stop right there. There's you know, when you have pain in your shoulder and your neck, they say, oh, it's a pinched nerve. You know, if you turn a certain way, it's like, ow. Now, my thing is, the commercials are getting on your nerves. The commercials are neutral. They're not good or bad. But they're getting on your nerves because there's something to be healed. Let's move on. Envious of other people making plans for their mothers. Well, okay, we'll talk about that. Same thing. Something needs to be healed. You get really angry when you judge people for taking... Hold on. I get really angry when I judge people for taking their... Oh, wow, that's a lot. Well, the answer is really all the same. The real deal is to just face the truth. Your mothers, or is it two sisters? And
yes.
They're talking about... Okay. So your mother is not here. There's nothing you can do about that. I don't know how long, and you may still be grieving your mother. Clearly you are. So first of all, allow yourself the space to grieve the fact that your mother is not on this side of the realm. You know, sometimes we want to speed the grieving process. It's not in time. Grief doesn't live in time. Sometimes you think you're over it, and one day you hear something or see a picture, and you're like, woo. I mean, I'm in touch with my mother not being here as I read that. You know, for the most part, I'm cool, and then every now and then something will happen, but allow yourself to grieve. Release yourself, you know, judgment. Getting angry is part of the grieving process. The other part is I also get sad because I'm not sure how to celebrate her life now that she is no longer here with me. And I want to be mad and sad. Okay, so here's the thing. Face the fact that your mother is not here. You know, all of us are going to transcend. We're going to leave this body. That's 100% guarantee. Every one of us, those of us doing the show, listening to the show, sharing the show, we're all going to die. We know that. Deal with the fact that you're still grieving. Now, how do you celebrate your mother? Celebrate what you shared with her. Celebrate her life that lives in you. Get a picture of her. Have it somewhere. Create an altar for her. Wake up in the morning and say, Mom, I'm up. Guide me. Thank you for giving me life. If there's anything you need to share with me today, let me know. Just because she's not in the body doesn't mean she's gone. She's still here. Probably even more closer than she's ever been. If you're going through a challenge, call on her to support you, to guide you, to inspire you. You and your sister get together and talk about the memories, the things you share with your mother. Maybe the things you did that your mother never found out. Laugh about it and celebrate your mother on Mother's Day. Invite your friends, invite family members, and celebrate Mother's Day. Celebrate your mother. She lives in you. She's still alive. She lives in you. And just as important, what can I do to heal this? Get the support you need to support you as you grieve. Grieving, it's very quiet, but it is powerful. So pay attention. If you need to go see a grief counselor, go do that. But celebrate your mother as if she's here. And she is, even though she's not in the body. And you listen to the show, so, well, I don't know. But if you believe or trust mediums, maybe Mother's Day, go see a medium. And listen, get to hear what your mother has to say to you. And the fact that you're grieving your mother is an indicator that you loved her. And you still love her, that the love is real. Because we don't grieve things we don't love, we don't care about. So commercials, if they trigger you, change the channel. People who are taking their mothers for granted, it's okay, that's their experience. Don't go there. You've got enough to deal with on your plate. And celebrate your mother. Celebrate her today. Don't just celebrate Mother's Day. Celebrate her every day. Create an altar. Have a picture of her. Create a website with different experiences. Maybe you have videos of her. Watch it. Cry. Move through it. Laugh. Get mad. Get angry. But keep her memory alive from a place of celebration rather than sadness. And if sadness comes up, embrace it. Embrace the sadness. That's what I have to say.
Wow, Life Coach of Day, that is absolutely amazing for somebody who has walked it, know that somebody's on the line who is deeply touched by what you just shared. And I know that the sisters do appreciate you. That's amazing advice. And also, we didn't get to tell you that the young man that you answered Michael. This question, Michael, mm-hmm. that was excellent. I actually got to feel that question in person. My eyes were so big when he said what he was saying. I was like, what? You know, because I wanted to hear this question without judging him. I was like, what do you mean? You tell him we can hang out and go to movies and go to dinner, but don't call me every day. Telling me about your day? I was like, ooh, you're shady. But we were able to play, but he really, you know, he wanted to share that with you. So Michael's not his real name. But, yeah.
I understand. I understand, you know, when we say don't call me, tell me about your day, when we're hurt, we've got to protect our heart. The heart is very sensitive. But not just protect it or put it in a case, but it's important to heal it. But go ahead. What did you just say?
I just gave up his business. I said he's a Scorpio.
Oh,
so they got that tail.
Don't even put that in my mind. Let's just move on. Let's, I don't even want to go there with him. No.
I know.
You want to do the last question?
Would you like to
have
time?
Yeah, I think we can. Yeah, there's nothing God can't do through this body.
I live with someone who's addicted to video games. It stops him from doing what he needs to do for his life, like looking for a job. He says that in order for him to get help, I have to stop playing video games too. I don't want to stop playing my games, and I feel like I shouldn't have to change what I love because he can't handle it. Am I being selfish, Ricky?
I'm confused. Okay, so there's person A who's addicted to video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And person A say, okay, and then person B
stop playing video games.
Okay.
He wants his partner Ricky to stop playing too, and she doesn't want to stop playing video games. She feels like she shouldn't have to change what she loves because he can't handle it. And the question on the table is she being selfish?
I don't know, because this question is very confusing. Let me read it out loud for myself. I live with someone who is addicted to video games. It stops him from doing what he needs to do for his life, like looking for a job. He says that in order for him to get help, I have to stop playing video games too. Ooh, I hate codependency. Keep it moving. I don't want to stop playing my games, and I feel like I should have to change what I love. I shouldn't have to change what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't handle it. Well, first of all, are y'all playing video games together? If you two are playing video games together, codependency, you both need help. This ain't about being selfish. This is about codependency. You're supporting his addiction and you're supporting yours. Or you're not. You're supporting his. You're the dealer. Forget it. Selfish? What's the real question? This ain't about selfishness. If you two people are playing together and you know the other person you're playing with is addicted to playing video games and you're playing with them, you're feeding the habit. You're both codependent on each other. Because you're now talking about they should get a job. Who are they playing the game with? You need to bring this question. This is confusing. There's a little bit more to this question. This is not even about being selfish. Because it sounded like person B was concerned about person A. Well, no, let me rephrase that. Ricky is person B. Ricky is concerned about John, we call him John.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky is saying John is not doing what he needs to do because he's addicted to video games. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's not getting a job. He's not doing what he needs to do. But he's saying for him to stop playing the games, I got to stop doing what I'm doing. And am I being selfish? What's the real question? Are you concerned about him being addicted to video games? Or are you concerned about you don't want to stop playing games because he's addicted? Which one is which? I
from my conversation, it would be Life Coach today. Goodness gracious.
You said what?
It would be. I was like, he is going. Somebody goes, you have got a day going. I know. Man, I have to be careful with these questions, though. These questions real life.
Mind tricks. I'm not playing mind tricks. And, Ricky, you might say, well, I'm not. But it sounded like you were concerned about somebody who's addicted to video games, and now you're saying, I'm not giving up what I love to do because of them.
Right.
Because he can't handle it. Am I being selfish? What's the issue? Is your question about being selfish, or are you worried about him being addicted?
It's about being selfish, but I will go back. Okay, well, I'll bring this back clear for you next week. Wow.
Well, I'll give you an answer.
Give me an answer.
I can't. I was trying to give you something. It's like the what was coming to me just disappeared, like it evaporated. There's too much confusion here. We need to get clear what the real issue is.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too much confusion.
Maybe
here.
I'll get them to call in.
Nah, after the way I answered, Ricky ain't calling in.
It's all I love.
We must tell the truth. I just heard Inyala Benzet in my head. Tell the truth. You got to tell the truth, people. We've got to tell the truth. Ricky, are you more concerned about the person not doing what they need to do for their life, or are you concerned about you not wanting to stop video games, or maybe you are addicted too, or maybe you both are playing it together? Well, okay, maybe you got a job, but they don't got a job. That's right. You got a job, and they don't got a job. But why are you sitting there playing games with John if John don't got a job, and you complaining about them being addicted? It's like, ooh, you want some of this joint? Take it. John is he's addicted to drugs, but you know, I like smoking a joint, and I ain't trying to give up my love for a joint because he's addicted. What? Okay. Oh Lord!
Disclaimer right now.
You know what?
I'm doing a disclaimer. Are you kidding? Life Coach Today in no way smokes any illegal substances, fam.
I'm intoxicated with God. If you call that illegal, that's on you.
That's it. Just God.
And the truth is, most people who smoke illegal substances ain't going to tell you they do. So if you're going to believe I do, I can't help your thoughts.
I just want it on the record.
Trust me. If I use drugs, oh, my God, I'll be a complete mess. You can tell me what you want.
Oh, my God. Life Coach Today, I am going to miss you until Monday.
No, please. You're going to talk to me after the show. We're going to talk later on. We're going to talk tomorrow. You're going to talk on Tuesday. On the air, okay. All right, well, if you're going to miss me on the air, I'm going to be back on inspiredbroadcasting.com under Within Radio with those folks over there.
Okay. And I can also check out the conversation you're going to have. What?
And tomorrow, you and I are going to be on 1-2 Radio, right?
1-2Radio.com at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern. Okay. And then on Sunday? Yeah. We'll have my show. And then we have another show that's live on Thursday, The Play Experience with Mbasa Sofera. What am I talking about? Life Conversations Radio Network has everything I need.
Yep. So you can forget all them other radio networks. Yes. This is Carly Jackson underneath, and ultimately what we're reminding each other is we live in the realm of divinity and the realm of humanity. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Embrace it all. Take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your emotions, take care of your spirit. No more spiritual bypassing. If you bypass your spirit, you might just fall out. How did I get here? I can't get out of bed. You got a choice. I'm just stimulating thoughts. Don't listen to me. You know, I'm just talking. I'm thinking out loud. But if it works for you, I give thanks. If it doesn't, find something that works for you. Celeste, thank you for all that you do. Make it easy. You certainly do.
Hi.
And you've made today's show possible in so many ways. Little do listeners know. Anyway, darling, thank you so much. And we'll
my
talk
pleasure.
Later.
Yes,
I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. We are one indeed. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Because sometimes folks are confused. They don't know how to be true to you. But if you are true to yourself, you don't have to trip about other people. Because it really ain't about other people. But it is when it comes to being loved. Allow them to love you back. We are one. We need each other. Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, Carly Jackson, and this is We Are One, One Love, One Peace, One Joy, One God, One Goddess. Woo! Just extend the show. I'm having so much fun. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.